Well, coming up this Sunday, we're going to find out who the sole survivor is for Survivor Philippines. But last week, Carter got booted out. He's on the phone. Hi, Carter. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I mean, I'm talking about how I got voted off as Survivor, but...
Yeah, but
other than that, I'm pretty good.
You're one of the few people to actually get to live the dream and go out there and participate in one of the greatest games ever.
Seriously, one of the greatest games ever. One of the craziest, coolest games I've ever played.
Oh, yeah. Now, so what's happened since you've come back and you're watching the show? Are you being recognized on the street?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm from Kansas City, which is it's big enough, you know, to be considered a city, but it's not L.A., it's not Chicago, it's not New York. So around here, you know, I'm kind of a local hero, and that's been one of the coolest parts. It's actually also been a lot of pressure, even though the game's already happened, you know. I have people coming up to me just telling me, you know, my kids love you, they want you to win so bad, or, you know, we're pulling for you, and even though I already knew what happened, you know, you just kind of hope so bad it turns out differently.
You want it to change. You can't change the game. What was it like when you're actually out there? I mean, when you first jumped off the boat into the water and you started playing the game, the cameras were there, and I'm sure you probably paid attention to them. But as time went, did they start to disappear?
I don't know if it's slowly or quickly, but it starts to become not Survivor the show that everyone watches at home, but life, you know, and Survivor the game that we're out here. And I tell people, you know, as the game went on, you start thinking less and less about the $1 million and more about just winning this game, about the glory that comes with it, about being the sole survivor. And I think that has something to do with the fact that we're out there with nothing. You know, we don't even see money. I didn't use electricity for 33 days, you know.
Yep.
And you have no money, hardly any food. So it definitely becomes, but then, you know, you get back home and you go, I was so close to $1 million, and you're kicking yourself in the butt. But out there, yeah, you know, it's less the survivor you see and more the survivor that we're living. So,
did your life change when you got home?
Yeah, you know, there 30 minutes doesn't go by that I'm not talking about this game, which is a testimony to how big of fans there are out there. But, you know, like you said, I'll be out and about and people will come up to me and just say, man, you're playing so well, man, we love you so much. Like, you know, what was this like? What was Abby like? You know, is Denise as tough as she looks? How did you know? Did you recognize Blair? So, and you know what? I enjoy every minute of it. It's not going to be around forever. You know, luckily for me, I'm forever inducted into the Survivor family. But, you know, there's another season coming up and there's going to be different survivors. And
yeah.
So I'm definitely enjoying the ride while I can.
Right on. Carter, thank you very much for calling into the show today. A pleasure to have you on.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.